Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you as always by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville, Eric Bickle, and Jason Bishop. Joining us right now on the Mattress Ross Hotline, the medical director for the NFLPA, it's Dr. Tom Mayer. Dr. Mayer, thanks a lot for joining us this morning.
Morning, Junks. How are you guys?
Hello. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Could be better, thanks.
Yeah, we're just trying to get through this. I was reading an article on ESPN where you talked about the NFL kind of created their own committee in regards to when they're going to come back, their own brain trust. It includes members from Harvard, Duke, Hopkins, the CDC, the White House, Dr. Fauci's office. So what's your best? You seem optimistic, all right? I'm not as optimistic as you, but you seem optimistic that the NFL can come back reasonably on time. Is that true?
Yeah. So first, the brain trust was actually stood up by the NFL Players Association under D. I know you know guys know D well, D. Mm-hmm. Smith, and J.C. Tretter, our president. So that group is stood up by the union. We do have a task force involving myself and my counterpart with the NFL and some support staff that are looking at things. So we're looking at it from the players' perspective and the necessity, the absolute necessity of holding the league accountable for providing a safe workplace for the players. So the question for us is not can you play the game of football, but can you play the game of football and maintain safety for our players and their families? And that's a far more complex question. You know, I'm optimistic in the sense that we've got the best science on our side, and we certainly have tenacity on our side in terms of knocking that down. But, you know, the league, if they want to just make a pronouncement, we're going to play football, that's not going to cut it. It's going to have to be, we're going to play football, and we're going to protect the players and their families from coronavirus. Because if you think about it, you know, probably no sport is better designed to spread coronavirus than football. You get the O and D linemen down there, you know, swapping snot, and that's just the nature of the game. And no better way to communicate that virus, which is highly communicable in the first place. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I would say I have strategic optimism. I'm investing optimism in our science to be able to say, okay, from a combination of testing, both for virus and antibody, probably quarantining players. How do we find a path back to the football field, not just a pronouncement for Roger to say, yeah, we're going to play?
And when you say quarantining football players, do you mean quarantining even them from their families?
Well, we have to look at that. We have to look at every option to say, how do you take a group of men, test them to determine both or do they currently have coronavirus? That's the viral test.
Right.
Or do they have antibodies, which is another, a separate test, a blood test, finger prick test, that tells us that they had the infection and developed antibodies to it. And then how do you assure, I mean, the viral test tells you, do you have it right now at
Understood.
This moment in time?
Understood.
But you could have it in your body and incubating it, and 2 days after the test positive. So right. those are all the details that we have to think our way through and fight our way through if we're going to get back on the football field.
I just don't know how you riddle. I don't know how you solve that riddle. Just those little windows there. Can you do? Is it realistic? I don't even know that it would solve it. But can you do? Could the NFL pay? Let's say once testing becomes sort of ubiquitous and the access to it is it becomes sort of, you know, like an issue for society. Could you guys? Is it realistic to do daily tests? You know, that sort of thing.
You could do that. Yeah, you could do that. I mean, first of all, there's the science, and then there's the obligation to the community. I mean, getting the test to a place where it's out there in the community,
right?
And we're not competing for
right.
scarce resources. We're very sensitive about our obligations morally and ethically to the community and to the nation writ large. But once again, and I've got a call with the CEO of Abbott Labs this afternoon to talk about just that. So
right.
the testing has to be reliable, and we think it is based on the science that we've seen. And then number two, it's got to be it's all supply chain. You know, you hear testing, 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 and that's
right.
true. But it's supply chain, supply chain, supply chain, meaning are the tests getting out to the community where they need to be so that they're not just in major medical centers or so we're not draining tests off for National Football League purposes as opposed to, you know, being responsible to our communities.
Right, because I know the president said people criticize him, but he's like, you're just not going to have 300 million tests. I mean, we've never done that before. You know what I mean? I don't even know if that's possible.
No, as you might guess, guys, I steer as far clear as from
right.
the political stuff as I
so
can.
So do we.
And that's why, yeah, that's why I say it's all supply chain. And that's why instead of sitting back and saying, you know, oh, yeah, we're going to play football, just blindly optimistic about it. You know, interestingly enough, I interviewed Senator McCain before he passed away and Admiral Stockdale, both of whom were in the Hanoi Hilton. The blind optimist died first. And so that's why I say strategic optimism. You got to be optimistic, I think, but that has to be invested into science, into ways in which you can kind of thread this very, very tiny needle with a wet noodle and yet say, okay, it can be done. We're not going to cut any corners. We're not going to put players at risk. We're not going to put their families at risk. And when all those boxes are checked off, that's when I think you can start to think about playing football.
What do you think the games would look like? I know you talked about training camps. You know, you wouldn't have to necessarily have the fans at training camps, which I understand. Just have the essential people there. But do you think the players would, and maybe they would, I don't know. Do you think the players would play games without fans? Would they agree to that?
You know, we cross that bridge when we get to it. But I would say, and I'm not speaking for the union. I'm certainly not speaking for the players. I think that fanless stadiums does not mean fanless football. And you guys get that where few people would. I mean, the idea that there's nobody in the stands, that's what we have traditionally thought of as NFL football. But it doesn't mean people aren't watching on, you know, as you know, 60, 80 million people are going to see these games. And that's a possibility that we're going to have to consider. And again, how do you check that box? You say, okay, how can we do this safely? How can we do it safely for the players and do fans in the stadium? I would say fans at training camp probably do put the players at more risk because there's more proximity than there is in a game, but all TBD. But you know, this is why we don't sleep a whole lot these days because we're thinking of all these details.
How do you feel like, personally, how do you feel about, you know, the stories and the news? Most of the news is negative, but do you feel like we're starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel on this?
Yeah, I think you have to look at it that way. And here's why. I mean, I get up every morning, and right before I go to bed at night, I do the same thing. I have to check six different websites for what's called modeling. And the modeling is all this information about how many people are going to die, how many people are going to get sick, and all that stuff. And first of all, this is a new virus. It's called the novel coronavirus, or an emerging infectious disease. Now, the reason those two names are our adjectives are so important is we haven't seen it before. We don't know for sure how it's going to act and what it's going to do. And that's why it's called novel, not because it's cute or anything like that, but because we've seen coronaviruses, but not this one and how this one's going to behave. So all by way of saying, how am I going to figure out how this emerging infectious disease, this novel coronavirus, is going to act? And that is to watch the number of new cases per day and the number of new deaths per day. And that's number one. And number two is then you have to look at it not just within the United States, but you've got to look at it with all the hot spots. And with the exception of Buffalo and Green Bay, all the hot spots are NFL cities, which is not surprising. So my optimism, strategic optimism, comes from looking at that and saying, it appears, and I think Dr. Fauci agrees with this, it appears it's starting to slow down. It was at a high of 37, 38,000 new cases per day in the United States. It's eased off. Over the weekend, it was 27,000 and 26,000. Now it's at about 31,000 and has been holding kind of steady. Based on the way viruses have occurred in the past, that implies it's beginning to plateau. And after the plateau comes the tail. And the tail, of course, is when that graph that you've all seen starts to tail off on the right-hand side and the cases begin to fall, not precipitously, but a little bit more predictably. So I'm optimistic by nature, but my optimism is fueled solely by the science of looking at what's happening out there as best we understand it.
All right, we're talking to Dr. Tom Mayer, medical director for the NFLPA. Great guest, by the way. Love having you on here, Doc.
Oh, thank you.
When do you think, I don't know, this is not necessarily your area of expertise, I assume you're guessing, but you're probably more plugged in than us. When do you think the availability of this antibody test might be, for the general public? My son has buddies that somehow they had access to it at their school, because maybe a couple of them were exposed to corona, and they found out that they already had it. They were exposed to this somehow, and they didn't even know. There could be a lot of us that are that way.
Yeah, I suspect. I wouldn't say I suspect. I know, based at least on personal experience, and I understand that the plural of anecdotes is not data.
Right.
But you have to take all those anecdotes, feed them into the public health system, and start to look. And I would tell you that the people I've seen, particularly young people who have been tested, most of them say, "I have no idea," or "I lost my sense of smell or taste," and that's clearly one of the harbingers of the disease.
Yeah.
And so we're going to find that. Now, the answer to the question of when are we going to widely have antibody tests, that's why I've got a 2 o'clock call this afternoon with the CEO of Abbott, the company that's doing a lot of the tests. I've already talked to one of the other companies, Sophia, about it. So instead of sitting back, I'm reaching out at again, Dee and JC's direction and our executive committee to say, tell us when we're going to get it. Tell us when the community is going to get it. And obviously, our strong preference is not to have to be made a special exception so that NFL players are getting tests readily when the community is not getting it readily.
Because that's like a lottery ticket, by the way. If you take that test and it says that you've already had you got the antibody, I mean, you're golden.
You're all good.
You can do whatever you need to do. You can help people. You can volunteer in hospitals. You can go back to work. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, I would caution.
We can catch something else.
I would caution. I love the volunteering at hospitals and all.
Yeah.
I think we got to be real careful about all clear, because part of the reason it's dropping is people have been responsible. You guys may have heard me say this before, but when people say, "Give me your advice," the advice is, if you love football, follow the guidelines. Follow the guidelines.
For sure.
Follow the guidelines.
Mm-hmm. For sure, but if I have the antibody and I've already had it, I think I'm bulletproof, Doc.
Well,
and I'm not spreading it.
I listen to you guys a lot. I totally get your enthusiasm and your excitement.
Yeah.
But what we don't know, what we are assuming, that if you've got the antibody, that you are immune from the disease, or as you say, golden.
Right.
We don't know that for sure. And the virus, it hasn't yet, but it could mutate self-mutate and change its structure such that you got the antibiotic to kind of the old form but not the new form.
Right.
Again, that hasn't happened yet. But it's better to be positive for the antibody. But I don't think that would make me go to spring break down in Fort Lauderdale and say I could do whatever I want. And I know you're not saying that. But
Yeah.
By the way, it's pretty impressive that you have a 2 o'clock call with the CEO of Abbott Laboratories. Because last time I checked, none of us are talking to the CEO of any company at 2 p.m. today.
No, but we're talking to the guy, so we kind of are.
Right.
We're kind of 6 degrees. We're pretty close, Cakes. We got any questions for him?
You probably heard Kevin Bacon did do Woo. My wife is an indie film producer, and we've met Kevin and his wife. Kevin did a really clever PSA about the coronavirus, talking about 6 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon. Very clever.
Very nice. So are you local then, Doc?
Yeah, I live in Great Falls.
Oh, okay.
Of course you live in Great Falls, because you make cash.
What a good spot. It's called Amazing Falls.
Hey,
maybe
Doc,
he should weigh in on essential or not. So we were just talking about this bill that might actually provide hero pay to nurses.
He says
EMTs,
he doesn't want to be political.
Frontline workers, I know, but he can weigh in on our producers. They're going every day. We're doing the show remotely, but our producers are going every day into D.C., to help us put this show on the air. Would you deem them essential? Should they also receive hero pay?
Well, let me just say that two things. One is, you know, I was the command physician at the Pentagon on 9/11, which was the same year I took my job as medical director for the NFL Players Association. So that was a busy time. But when we talk about doctors and nurses, paramedics, firefighters, policemen, people are trained, you know, just by evolution, when they hear a loud noise, when they see something that scares them, they run the hell away.
Yes.
When these people run towards the chaos. My son was a Marine infantry officer. You know, they run towards what everyone else is running away from. And, you know, when the first game is played, I hope there's a moment of silence for all the people that have passed away from this vicious and cowardly disease. But I also hope there's a standing ovation for everybody who's done their job at the risk of their own health or even at the risk of their own lives. Now, to your point, I think it's an excellent point, because one of the things you have not heard as much about and should have heard more about is behavioral health, is mental health, is you know, what is this doing to our spirits and our ability to bounce back? And, you know, I'm not blowing smoke like that'd be a good thing, but you guys create hope. You know, you make people laugh. You make people think about, no matter how much of a sports person you are, sports junkies are going to make you think, oh, God, I hadn't thought of that. I got to think about that a little bit more. So, yeah, I think it may not be hazardous, but I think it's essential for us to be able to smile and think, you know, old Jim Valvano's great ESPY speech. You know, if you think, you cry, and you laugh once every day, that's a full day.
Yeah, so we're the Thinking Man Sports Show.
Right.
This show right here.
Hey, Cakes, I think he just complimented us.
I think he did.
I'm not that smart.
As a compliment.
But I think he just complimented us.
I think so.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been in Zing training for years.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm the master of subtlety, that's for sure.
PhD in Zings.
Hey, Doc, thank you so much. We got to get you on again.
Oh,
it was a real pleasure.
Anytime. I'll be glad to chat anytime as this thing goes along. And, again, thanks for what you guys do. You really make people think and smile, and that means a lot.
By the way, Doc, are you still in practice? Like, what kind of medicine do you practice if you do?
Emergency medicine and sports medicine. And, I still practice, still see folks. And
nice.
You know, that's the biggest thrill.
I get a fever, I'm calling you.
Hey, telemedicine.
Where's your office, Doc?
You know, I practice at Inova Fairfax Hospital in the emergency department there.
Nice.
Busy place.
Hey,
Susan Carroll is a good friend of mine.
Oh, she's the best.
She's a great lady. Yep,
what,
she is.
Yeah.
Doc, when will people – I have a my son plays lacrosse. He's got a buddy who needs to have a shoulder surgery, but that's considered elective. When will he be able to get that?
Oh, I don't think it'll be too much longer. Our guys, we had a son play at Duke and one played at McDaniel.
Right.
So we're a lacrosse family, too. It won't be too much longer, and I know that's not a real answer, but I would say we're talking in the range of weeks, not months,
as things
begin to open up, because there's a lot of capacity out there that's not being used right now because it's being saved for in the event there are people that need that ventilator and all that stuff. But it won't be that long.
Right. Okay, great. Hey, thank you, Doc.
Thanks
really appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks, guys.
Dr.
Thanks,
Tom.
See you, Doc.
Wow, he was awesome, huh?
He's great.
NFL
he's good.
PA medical Jock director.
Too.
That was, makes that was him cool. even nicer, dude.
Makes him even better.
Exactly.
All right,
another guy to hit up for tickets, probably.
If you want to chime in, 800-636.
What? Football game.
We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Blue Shorts put a tweet up on our Junks Radio account, at Junks Radio, which has a link to the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. Earlier, I misspoke and I said follow the Sports Junkies YouTube page. I guess 106.7 The Fan actually is the page. And Adam Awad has been working behind the scenes, posting videos to that YouTube page. And apparently the Tiger King video, when we had the producer from Tiger King, not he actually was a producer of Tiger King before this Tiger King documentary.
Right. Yep.
Just a little minutia there. But that one got a lot of hits. A lot of people were interested because Tiger King's so big, so people were checking it out. So Shorts put another link there, and I guess Awad was upset with the description where Shorts wrote that Awad was being more efficient, and EB noticed that Awad in his retort just horrible grammar. Shocker.
What did he say?
Nobody's surprised
Here's
by this.
Here's what he says. Who was spreading these more efficient rumors?
As if that's a bad rumor, by the way. It's like he's upset that people are calling him more efficient.
He says, it should be known I'm simply putting in extra hours, not just working more efficient.
Not Lee.
So he doesn't really. So he doesn't really know what efficient means.
And he doesn't know the word efficiently.
It's an adverb. Right. It should be efficiently.
Right. Yeah, I get that, but it seems like he doesn't know what the definition of efficient is.
He probably not. Doesn't.
He may not.
I think. But see, here's my theory. He might know, as dumb as he is, but he doesn't like that people think he's more effective from home, and so he's afraid that they won't then allow him back in to be with Drabby.
Right. He's being marginalized.
Well, because he wants to be back with Drabby.
Yeah, sure.
He's working better from home.
I tend to agree with Eric's theory, but still, he still kind of took it as a Joan that somebody was saying he's being more efficient.
You know what? It would humor me, Drabby, if you put him on Zoom.
By the way, Drab, how much are you missing your companionship with Awad?
I got to be honest. Valdez and I are pretty tight these days.
Oh, look at this.
Good. Yeah,
a lot of shtick.
Look at what's budding over here.
Are you guys still in the same studio, or are you separated?
We're far apart.
The answer is they're in their
same spot. We're far apart.
Right, okay.
Yeah, far apart.
They can be 6 feet away in studio. That's fine.
Yeah.
Catty corner.
We understand.
Yeah.
We get code.
Well, but you can be, Cage. You don't have to be code. You can be.
Drab and I have been bonding a lot more lately.
Sounds like it.
It would humor me, though, to see Adam for just a second.
I know.
This has got to be
can
killing
you get him
me,
on
man.
Zoom?
We talked about this.
Get him
for
on.
For the single guy who goes out to eat all the time and who goes out drinking all the time, what is his life like in a stay-at-home world?
It probably hasn't even changed that much.
He was going out getting hammered at bars.
But he's used to, like, Uber Eats coming and delivering him food, like, at midnight. So, like,
that part is the same.
But his whole nightlife situation is totally different.
Yeah, he just gets hammered at home.
Well, girls are even safer now than they were before.
I think they were pretty safe before.
They were. They were 99.9% safe. Now they're 100.
I told Adam that he should be ripping like 1,000 push-ups and 1,000 sit-ups during this quarantine.
Yeah.
So he comes out with a leg up on all of the...
Just comes out shredded.
Yeah, on the Arlington bros that put on like 20 and 30 pounds from quarantine.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen. You got to have a discipline. Adam, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up? You don't want to get in on the Zoom?
Yeah, we got you, Rick.
It says the host has to let me in, Ricky.
Just like every other segment.
do you realize that you made a grammatical error there in your tweet?
No. No, was grammatically wrong?
Oh, my God.
Your brain is grammatically wrong.
What does efficient mean, by the way?
Efficient means the fastest you can get something done. Right?
Well, doing it well.
All right. So why did you not like me? Why did you not like the compliment that you're more efficient?
It is a compliment. Yeah.
It is the most backhanded compliment ever.
Why?
Reports out there he's been more efficient. They don't want me back in the studio. They don't want AWOS Army back on 106.7 The Fan.
I was right. I nailed it, JP.
Are you prepared?
I do know. Yeah. No, I said I agreed with you. I do know this. Let's forget about efficient. You're not essential.
That is true.
Hey, at least he's somewhat self-aware.
Are you mentally?
But people are bored, and our videos are getting more hits than ever. So, I could make a case that there is some kind of essentialness in there.
Right. Are you still working at Podcast Village? Are you still working there?
Yeah,
you are.
Yep.
Are you working from home?
Yeah,
you are. Okay.
Do you know the difference
Into Zoom, Ricky. I need some TV time.
Hey, do you know the difference between an adjective?
No, keep them out.
Do you know the difference between an adjective and an adverb?
No way.
Okay. Adjective, you use to describe something.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Like and an adverb, you use to describe an action.
Correct. So why did you say, I'm simply putting in extra hours, not just working more efficient? You should be saying more efficiently.
I thought that was correct.
You never heard of efficiently?
Yeah, I just didn't. I didn't think to use it in that.
He doesn't
that
know
form.
How to use it properly.
What are you doing for money?
He's still getting paid from you.
You're still getting regular paychecks?
And he said Podcast Village, Jason. He's still working.
Yeah, I'm actually working a crap ton at Podcast Village. I was working until 11:30 last night on some videos.
But you're doing it from home.
What is it like for you as a guy who enjoyed the Arlington nightlife a couple times a week as a single guy? You can't go out. You're not getting your free meals at Pamplona anymore.
He's saving his cash.
Is Pamplona going to survive, honestly?
We don't know. Hey, can you guys see me, Ricky?
Soon.
Not yet. Not yet. You're coming up.
You're trying to get in.
Uh-oh.
Trying to get past the gatekeeper.
Oh, there he is.
Let's go. Some TV time.
Take your shirt off.
No,
you don't need to do
that. Yeah, I want your shirt off. Yeah,
TV, gross. Yes. Tell me you want it.
I want it. I want your shirt off. Makes me laugh. Come on, get the there you go.
Quickly, I did that.
There you go.
Just no definition.
So desperate.
Whoa, look at that. Dude, my abs look pretty good on this camera. Like,
no, they don't. They do not.
So do your love handles.
These are falsehood.
Yeah. All right, sit down.
Although I don't think he's gained that much weight from his 198.
Well, because he's probably not drinking as much because he's got to pay for his own beer and everything, right? Yeah. You're not drinking nearly as much.
You guys want to guess my weight? Because I actually weighed myself this morning.
I'm going to guess 202.
I have no idea.
I don't care.
I don't care. So.
Yeah, I don't care. What is your weight?
You told me 170, I wouldn't
care. It doesn't mean anything. There's no context. What do you weigh?
Hurting 209.
209.
Creeping back up.
Yeah. What was the bet? Under 200?
220.
Under 202, oh,
yeah.
202, yeah.
Under 202, yeah, the area code.
So I couldn't keep it for much.
Right. Well, that's not bad.
Yeah.
So what are you
just
so
eating
honestly,
so much?
We've talked about this before. Now, you were never successful with chicks anyway, but maybe we could do this next week. What are single people doing? There's no dating going on? Like, people aren't hitting, like, match.com?
I was talking to my friends about this last night. We're all on Tinder and stuff, and we're matching, but we're just like, what are we going to meet you in, like, 5 months? Like, you're going to have a new guy by then.
So everyone's just, like, flirting. Like,
everyone's flirting and like setting up things for like, oh, when Corona's over, I'm going to come hit the skin.
Right. You
know? Like one of my friends says he's going to go to Miami to go meet a girl that he's been talking to.
Oh, really?
Hold on. From where? From Virginia?
Yeah.
What he about, can't do that. He's going to cross 100 state lines to get there.
Well, he's not going to do it now, is he?
Right. No, he's going to wait till Corona ends, but she's silly enough that he's going to take a flight.
So in a year and
Miami.
A half, he's going to fly to Miami and tag her.
Right, right.
What about the girl from New York? You have no contact information from her, right?
Yeah, no contact.
Yeah.
I'm actually glad about that. You know, the whole thing was embarrassing.
Was she gross?
No, she was attractive.
Right.
Eric, this might
You were very hesitant when you said that.
Yeah, he was.
Eric, this might be a good
option. She wasn't sexy. She was far from sexy, but she was like...
See, the truth is starting to leak out.
Yeah. By the way, Chuck Lee just texted me, said they're going to be fine. He just says Adam's an idiot.
Well, do you want him as your spokesperson?
They'll be fine.
Seriously, what an idiot.
Pamplona will survive.
Yeah, Adam should be like hyping up their to-go stuff. And then he's sitting there talking about it, going out of business.
Right, I don't know.
Chuck's not texting me back. I'm about to give shout-outs to Don Tito's.
Oh, will you? Oh, my God, he's so dumb.
It's not Don Tito's. It's Tito.
He'll never learn.
What were you going to say, Drabby? It's a good time for what?
This would be a good time for Adam, who only cares about how a girl looks, to build a relationship with a female on this show, over the phone, some sort of blind love thing, where he gets to know these girls for their emotions and who they are instead of how they look, because he can't see them anyway.
And then when the quarantine's over, we'll have the mask on the girl.
The big unveiling in studio.
Yeah, with a big surgical mask.
All right, so what are you suggesting? Is it like an on-air bit?
Well, Valdez and I will, an on-air bit. We'll noodle it. We'll get some girls to call in.
Adam, do you think that girls will call in that would like to date Adam?
I think girls might be getting desperate at this time.
Really?
It's the national quarantine. Everyone's horny.
Right. But not for you.
They were in New York City.
By the way, during the segment, Shorts just sent me...
28 million people or whatever.
By the way, during the segment, Shorts just sent me a text with a picture of what Adam submits to Shorts, you know, before it makes the website.
Oh, I can't wait.
And I mean, he's got nothing but time, right? He's just typos all over the place. he put Todd Reedon coming on the show.
No, what's the Caps Todd coach? Reedon. Do you know what his name is?
Yeah, Reardon. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. No, I mean, I have spelling errors. Like, I've had these errors for 6 years. You know.
Yeah, fix Life it.
Error. 6 years. You've had as long as you've been alive.
Fix it. He doesn't have the natural curiosity.
He can't fix it.
Adam told me that Blue Shorts has been depending on him more than ever, and those two are super close these days.
Oh, really?
We're actually getting along really well.
So you said
jealous.
Adam's been doing great work.
I get butt size for Blue Shorts now.
I think your relationships are going to change after this whole thing. Drab's relationship with Valdez is closer.
Yeah.
He used to get tilted at seeing me in person, you know, and seeing like my fat face on TV and the radio and then making dumb spelling mistakes and ruining the station's, you know, credibility. But now that he doesn't have to see me, you know, we're getting along like peanut butter and jelly.
Right.
Who says that?
That's why he has to get women.
The car crash.
Have you been playing a lot of video games?
So much Madden, so much NBA 2K, so much FIFA.
Right.
Every night, all night. So I have one friend in this apartment complex. So like he comes over, and then me and my roommate have a tournament pretty much 4 days a week, and we play for about five or 6 hours.
Do you ever leave your condo or your apartment?
I've walked to McDonald's like twice.
Shocker.
That sounds on brand.
Dunkin' and McDonald's.
By the way, do you just walk through the drive-thru? Is that what you do? How do you get your food? Because the restaurant isn't open.
It was open last week when I went in. This week I drove there.
Hey, Drabby. But then, go ahead, finish your answer. You're just boring me.
I've been avoiding CVS because I heard that's the worst place to be. And like normally CVS is my go-to spot for everything.
For food.
So like I'm out of toiletries. My pits are stinking.
Eric, what's up?
Yes. So here's what I'm thinking.
So what's new?
So Adam, you're gonna everyone needs to wear a mask now, right? They're pretty much saying it everywhere, right? They're saying so why don't we do, and we can incorporate Zoom into this so our listeners can really get into it. Girls, they wear masks, and then we do it that way. So we can have a little bit of, like, dating game.
I like it.
on Zoom with masks, and Adam has to wear a mask. And
I like it.
And then we do a big reveal when
the big reveal when Corona is done.
Can he wear a Brad Pitt mask so he looks silly?
Exactly.
Eric, so do I like do Zoom meetings with the girls and like get to know them?
Well, yes, you but can they talk, have to be wearing a mask.
Yeah, you can talk over the phone, but just you we want to do a Love is Blind type bit.
Yes. They're always wearing a mask. And they could be homemade masks. They could be whatever they want.
Am I allowed to like stalk their social media account?
No.
Well, we're not going to tell you their real names.
Yeah.
So you can't find
out. But they're going to know who he is. They're going to find out what he looks like.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, that'll be a huge blow.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It'll be a huge blow, but maybe we can put a financial incentive.
I'm butt-sized to find a quarantine cutie. I mean, I'm getting lonely.
Quarantine love. Right.
Quarantine.
We could, maybe we could do something where we give once tests come, you know, become available, where we can test. Chips.
Yeah, maybe he'll test positive for love.
Right.
Test exactly. Positive for a brain.
All right, Valdez, do you think there's a chance we could get at least two? Because you need two to have a game. We could have at least two women that are interested in potentially
dating.
We
can definitely find two. We got maybe more.
Yeah, we just got to hype it up, give a date on it, and then the girls will start calling.
But not just like Drabby's wife's girlfriend.
No, we're not doing that.
Yeah, like real listeners.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
What will the prize be?
A date with him.
We'll figure it out.
Okay, that's a prize?
Yeah, a date with a guy with eczema on his dong.
All right.
No, that's not me. It's on my elbow.
Oh, right. Right.
God, put your shirt back on.
Someone's texting on the Vibe Machine. How the F is this zero still employed in half America? Is
it? Great question.
All right, Adam, we'll talk to you soon.
Oh, boy.
That's AWOD checking
later,
in.
Later,
the Junkies. We'll be right back.
Ah.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We'll be back on the air tomorrow. Bish and I are going to be on from 9 till noon. Cake's going to be back on with Chad Dukes at noon.
That is correct. 12
till
3.
You're going to stay away from the brown liquor, or is he going to have you drinking once again?
I've gone 2 weeks in a row. I think I'm going to at least dial it back. Last weekend was pretty intense for me for the brown liquor. I'm not designed to drink that poison.
You don't think you could develop a taste for it, Cakes?
No. I'm pretty sure I cannot.
That's interesting.
Will you have a couple beers during the show?
Yeah, maybe. Possibly.
It just when you do it early, it just ruins your day. We know.
Yeah,
that
I mean like at 12:30. I mean drinking whiskey at 12:30.
I'm telling you, wait till 4 or 5 o'clock and then you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Maybe we should let's do an evening drinking show.
We could do that.
Would you be up for it, Jason?
Sure.
It's extra work. I know you don't get size for that.
I'll do it for like a half hour.
Let's do like an hour or two. The half Ooh. Hour you won't even be buzzed yet.
Ooh, 2 hours? Ooh.
Let's do an hour.
All right, we can do it. Yeah, we can do an hour.
An hour.
You know what? We'll do it. We'll call it the virtual happy hour. We'll do it for an hour.
Yeah. All right.
Should mention that if you miss any part of the show, you can always use the rewind feature on the radio.com app. You can go back and listen to anything. Earlier in the show, we had Kevin, and I was just thinking about this hour, Kevin McCarthy to talk movies. I was just thinking about this hour, the dichotomy of the last two guests. We had Dr. Tom Mayer, the director, medical director of the NFLPA. He went to Duke University School of Medicine.
Right. He's got a ridiculous resume.
I know, and then we had Adam. JP, we got a chick on that may want to have a date with him.
Yeah, we got a ridiculous, and then we had Adam.
You found one?
I know, allegedly.
That's pretty quick.
Go ahead, line three. Michelle.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, Michelle. Are you a regular listener to the show, or what?
Not really. I just heard that he's looking for a date, and I'm trying to meet new guys while in quarantine, so I thought I'd call him.
Nice.
How old are you, Michelle? What's your background?
I'm 24.
Perfect. What do you do for a living?
Yeah. I am a copy editor at a software company.
Awesome. Where'd you go to school?
I went to USC, South Carolina.
South Carolina. Okay, nice. Now, would you be willing to participate?
Hottie SEC chick.
Would you be willing to participate on Zoom? We have to make, the girls have to wear a mask because we don't want them to see your face.
Okay.
Are you cool with that?
Yeah.
So she said yes?
Yeah, it's our version of Love
I'm
is
down
Blind.
For that.
All right. Did you see Adam on TV? Like, did you get a sneak peek of him?
I did. I saw him on TV shirtless.
Wow, and that didn't drive you away?
And you still calling
running
in?
And screaming?
Well, is he really funny?
No.
He's about as funny as a baseball hat.
He can be funny, like two times out of 10.
Small doses. Small doses.
He's good to make fun of.
And he's a documented terrible lover.
I mean, you're hurting him right now.
We're supposed to hype him up.
I know. I'm sorry. Why am I doing that? I'm sorry.
Michelle, if you had to give yourself.
Is he tall?
Michelle, he's like 5'7".
Michelle,
no, he's
5'10 or 5'11".
I think he's like 5'10". Is that tall enough?
That could work.
Yeah.
What are you, Michelle? Are you tall? Are you short? What's your deal?
I'm pretty tall. I'm like 5'8".
Really?
5'8". Oh, if you had to give yourself a number, 1 to 10, how would you rate yourself on looks?
A rating of myself?
Yes.
Or who do you look like? What celebrity do you look like?
What celebrity do I look like?
Old Donna Mike bit.
I've heard Lindsay.
Who?
I've heard Lindsay Vonn.
Oh, my God.
For PK Subang, it's
perfecto.
That's a great answer.
She's a fun girl, right, Eric?
All right, stay on hold. I know we're up against it. Stay on hold, Michelle, okay? We're going to get you on next week. We'll do the bit.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a good weekend.
That's a good answer.
We do that bit where we actually find a girl and then we just tear Awad down so she loses interest.
I know, I can't help it.
Why did you do that?
I'm sorry, because I can't help it.
He's a saboteur.
I just can't. I'm going for cheap zings. I can't help it. I'm a bully.
You can't. True.
I can't help it. I'm sorry.
All right, so we'll do a virtual happy hour. When? Are we doing it next week or when are we doing it?
I don't know.
We got to get out of here right now for Bishcakes, EB Up JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Grandanny next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.